الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Yesterday we explained about the ayat, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila. One tafsir of wasila is a very special place in Jannah, and it is the highest place. And the same which we ask in our dua after adhan. Wa'ati muhammadanil wasila. That wasila, that is the highest place, which is just below the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And this is what is called kulli mushaqqiq, an entity that has got many levels in it. That highest level, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also said, we must make the dua of wasila for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And on that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede for us on the day of Qiyamah. So that highest position, the level, highest level, is exclusive. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said it's only for one person, and I hope it will be me, and make dua for me. It is for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. There is no doubt about it. But, and this also, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, make dua for me. It is what compassion, what tawadu of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, what compassion and kindness that he put us also in that bag that we will make dua. Otherwise, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't need that dua. That place is definitely reserved for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And that is the highest place. And all the levels below, we can fit in there. Where Allah has commanded us, yeah, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. That seek this wasila from Allah Ta'ala. And this month of Ramadan is the ideal month, most conducive month. And we just have to pay a little attention, and we can also get that such a high position. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, kindness and grace, we are not worthy of anything, but just out of His fadl, may He grant it to us also. Tu chahe humko hai karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. Now Allah, if you grant it to us, you do this favor for us, it's only your kindness. Otherwise we are not fit for it in the least, but not in any way whatsoever. So this is the month that we should make that effort. And wasila, the one meaning, the more common general meaning is a'mal, our action. The obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that starts from La ilaha illallah, and then there is no limit to it. It goes on, and all our faraid, our nawafil, mustahabbat, all to endeavor more and more. So we have to endeavor for that, and to stay away from all the prohibitions of Allah ta'ala, and that is staying away from kufr, shirk, nifaq, hypocrisy, and then all the other gunas also, bid'at, etc. All the other gunas also we stay away. In this other ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, those who make that effort, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those people who bring iman and do amali saliha. Iman, this is one thing that we all should be very, very concerned about. And mashallah, the kitab, the five branches of deen, and which are read out. And after Fajr, Maulana Musa Sahib reads about imaniyat. We must make sure at least the one aspect, two main major aspects of iman. One is the theory, and one is the practical, the actual. The theory also we must not have it wrong. We've got some wrong belief. Like how Christians, and there are many Christian monks, nuns, who endeavor and make so much mujahada, but their beliefs are wrong. The Shias, if we see them in Medina Sharif, how they are crying. You really see that they are overtaken, especially the common people. And then we see the bid'atis also. They are in bid'at, but they put so much enthusiasm and passion after all this, because aqidah is not correct. It's amilatul nasiba, lot of effort. Tasla naran hamia, thrown into the fire of the blazing fire. So aqaid are very, very important to see. And then just the aqaid itself, knowing the aqaid is not enough. That conviction, yaqeen on that. This is what yu'minuna wa yuqinuna. Yuqinun. We have the iman also correct, and the iqan, the yaqeen, that also must be correct. When a group of ulama went and visited Mullah Muhammad Umar in Afghanistan, when America demanded they must hand over Osama bin Laden to America, and they spoke to Mullah Muhammad Umar, the top ulama of Pakistan, the Maulana Salimullah Khan Sab Rahmatullah Ali, he said, after that, I've been teaching Bukhari Sharif in Kitabul Iman in Bukhari Sharif for 40-50 years. I've been teaching. That was the theory of it. But the reality, today only I saw what is the reality. That conviction this man had, Mullah Muhammad Umar, how can we give over our Muslim brother to non-Muslims when he hasn't done anything wrong also? It's out of the question. That yaqeen must be in a person. And generally, by and large, we lack that. And today is the time that even our iman itself, the theory, we are faltering in there also. And then the yaqeen is like null. We are very, very weak in our yaqeen and conviction of what we are required to do. Even if a person has to be burnt in the fire, he must not give up his iman. That is that yaqeen he must have. But today, for small, petty things, for entertainment, for sports, for some fashion clothes, people are just giving up the iman. That we don't want to keep rozas, we don't want to make namazes, and we're giving up our iman. And iman is such a thing that a person must be so concerned, like when a person is doing foreign international travel, one particular thing he worries about all the time is passport. That is it safe or not? If I lose my passport, it's a problem. So he checks on his passport all the time. Whichever immigration counter he finishes, he makes sure, he checks, double check. Have I got my passport? Everything of my things are in order. And because you know, without his passport, he's going to have a lot of problems. And nobody, there can't be even a person who's not in his right senses who will take his passport and throw it away. Not somebody else's, you've got enmity with somebody, your own passport, and you take it and you throw it away. You burn it up, and you are in a foreign country where you don't know anyone who will do such a thing. But our iman, which is our passport of Jannah, where we have to be concerned and look after it. But today, openly, how many people brazenly just are throwing it away, that I'm no more a Muslim, and I'm proud I'm no more a Muslim. And canvassing for other people also to join them, that they are out of the fold of Islam. It's what a time that you can't imagine, where we had to be so concerned that without our knowing, unknowingly, we can lose our iman. And at such a time, a person brazenly, openly throws away his iman. It's a thing we can't imagine. So iman, inna alladhina amanu, this is very, very important that we get our iman in order. And then, wa'amilu salihat. And then those who do righteous deeds. Yeah, also, it isn't just what we are doing, and I'm feeling it's a righteous deed. The namaz, for example, is done undoubtedly a righteous deed. But the Quran Sharif itself says for namaz, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ. There is destruction for the musallis, those who are making namaz. Then the Quran Sharif qualifies it, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Those who are unmindful of the namaz, and which also there is a range of things. Those people who just don't make the namaz, they are unmindful of it. Those who are making, but no concentration, devotion in the namaz.
haphazardly we are making. Outward postures also are not right. Forget the inside condition. The outward postures also of our namaz, by and large, almost everyone, our outward postures are still not right. Whether it is the legs facing Qibla, whether it is in sajda, and our hands are facing Qibla. And the thumb must be in line with the lobe of the ear. You see some people quite a bit in front, then it becomes like a dog that is lying down. It takes on that. Or some people it's a bit away. And the hands, without reason, close to the body. When we are making Jamaat Namaz, then you have to hold it close. But otherwise, the hands must not be close to the head also. A spread out sajda. That was the sajda of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But by and large, good people. And people who teach it also. But still, our outward postures are not right. And just as we read now in Fazail al-Quran, where Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that many are the people who read the Quran Sharif and the Quran Sharif curses them, like they are lying the example that is given. And that person is not aware of it also. He's speaking lies and he's reading Quran Sharif and Quran Sharif is cursing him. Like that we are thinking, I'm making namaz and my namaz is wail, is destruction for me. It comes clearly in the hadith, how many people's namaz doesn't go up to one hand span above the head. It's not accepted at all. How many people's namaz, it's made in the form of a dirty rag and thrown back at the person. As you destroyed me, may Allah destroy you also. So who of us really got that concern for our namaz? We hardly talk. Talking is good, but talking is not the end of it. There is much more to be done. That real concern comes in a person. When that will come, then a person automatically will correct his namaz. He will see the namaz of other people. And even from the mistakes of others, he will learn. That is a fortunate person who even learns from the mistakes of other people. He doesn't taunt them, he doesn't run them down, he takes a lesson. Anything goes wrong with anyone, the first thing, Allah must protect me. And in that also we are so weak. When we hear somebody, an accident, some other problem, difficulty, one beautiful dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Alhamdulillah alladhi afani, afana mimma btalahum bihi, wafaddalana ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tabdila. A person who reads that dua, that affliction won't come to him. Allah will protect him. So at least for our own protection, we should read that dua. But we don't. We just take it like a news item. That certain person got a heart attack, certain person was hijacked, certain person is kidnapped. We don't even read that dua for our own protection. First and foremost, we should make dua for that person. And that also, what a beautiful dua, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Very seldom we read that also. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that is not enough. In the hadith, the completion, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina. Oh Allah, save us, take us out of this musibat. Wa akhlif lana khayran minha. And there are many other ways of reading this also. Our Shaykh taught us this. And, O Allah, give us something better in its place. But we seldom make dua. We hear of mayyats. We don't maybe read three quls and pass the sawab. Nothing. Or just like that, we think of some family member, some friend, acquaintance, anyone. Somebody who did good to us also. And when who has passed away, we won't think of reading just La ilaha illallah and passing the sawab. Just how long will it take us? And we'll be strengthening our own iman. La ilaha illallah. If everything is placed in the pan of the scale besides Allah Ta'ala. Everything. All the malaika, all the anbiya, everything is placed in the pan besides Allah Ta'ala. And la ilaha illallah on the other side, it will outweigh all that. And we just need to read that la ilaha illallah and pass the sawab to that person. But nothing. Usually we just pass this up. We don't think of people who have done, our parents who have done so much favors for us. We don't remember them in our du'as. We don't make some isali sawab for them. Perhaps my brother helped me when I was small. My elder brother, many families like that, parents have passed away. Uncle helped us out. He brought us up. Auntie helped us out. She brought us, my granny. Many cases, but we don't repay in the least, but we don't think of them. So it's very, very important. So we mustn't be living in a, just in some, what you call it, trance. In some trance we are living, and we are not facing reality. We are involved in all this. Our namazes are not correct. When I'm thinking, I'm all right. And the thought, it doesn't come to a person. And no matter how good you read your namaz, the best namaz, but you have that concern, is my namaz correct or not? And like that, our daily activities, we should also check it. At night when we go to sleep, for a few seconds, that what I have done, is it according to Quran and Hadith? Or is it just what I think I am doing is right? And is it, will I pass with this in the Qabr, on the day of Qiyamah? What I am doing, is this going to be acceptable or not? A person should be concerned. A person who wants to travel, he will be concerned whether my passport is not expired. And not only not expired, but there must be a 6 months lapse. Until the passport expires, at least 6 months you must have. But how many of us, we travel, then the passport is expired, we only come to know of it at the immigration. And then inconvenience, how a lot of inconvenience. So all these things, for our iman, the most important, how much we have to check. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Allah give us all the reality. It's not that I'm speaking, so it's in me. And it's not that I'm listening, so it's me in me. That I came to the Khanka, so we are all right. Or we went for Umrah, or we gone in Jamaat, so we are all right. No, far from it, very far from it. We have to be very concerned, and everyone must be concerned. And a wise person, a fortunate person is he, that when somebody will come and tell you their problem also, your first thought got, but haven't I got this problem in me? He wants to sort out his problem, but haven't I got this problem? Our Shaykh, Rahmatullah, Jazawmullah Khair, Hazrat was very particular of trousers being above the ankle. And Hazrat, I don't think ever we saw that his trousers came anywhere near the ankles. But whenever he used to, while sitting, getting up, the first thing, he should pull up his trousers. Concerned about it all the time. So all these things, they might look small to us, but they are very big. To some people, things are trivial. And the very same things are very big to other people. Which Allah Ta'ala Himself says also, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا Many things you people take are very small and light. وَهُوَ عِنَّ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ But they are very big by Allah Ta'ala. If we check with the modern people, the modernists, in our own society, Muslim people who are liberal, who are free thinkers, they will think like trouser above the ankle. What is this? It's just a hogwash, it's useless, it's nothing. But a person who has got deen in him, for him it's a very big thing. All these things are very big. The same way, a hairstyle, for example. For other people, it means hairstyle. What's it now? It's not so big thing. It means nothing. But for people who have got concern, it's a very big thing. So we have to be concerned about this. So anyway, those who qualify, and there's no end to it, and we have to be concerned, our iman and amal is salihah. For those people who have that which is passable by Allah, acceptable by Allah. And for acceptance, we know one main thing which we are all aware, that must be sincerity, ikhlas. Without ikhlas, amal are not accepted. That alhamdulillah we all know, and we have to be concerned about that also. But ikhlas is not the only requisite for acceptance of amal. For qabooliyat amal, for the acceptance of amal, there are many other conditions also. And how many we don't even know. So how are we going to fulfill them also? We haven't got the forms to fill in. And we, without filling in those forms, we can't get our documents. And we don't even know that these forms have to be filled in. We got no wind of it. So therefore we must acquaint ourselves more with deen. Not only we came for Ramadan, may we have to make a lot of shukr to Allah. And by the barakat of our mashayikh, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat our Shaykh, Hazrat Maashah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, that we got the tawfiq of trying what they wanted. We trying to do that. Otherwise, how many people now in Ramadan? No real close connection with deen. We're making our roza, keeping them, making our tilawat, our namazes. But more than that islah, that connection with Allah, that we don't even think about it. And even like that, generally, rozas also, we are keeping our fast. But we are backbiting, we are lying. Our eyes are not under control. Our anger is not under control. What kind of a roza? It's more just staying hungry, that roza. Our namazes, what kind of namazes are we making? So all this concern. So anywhere a person, and this concern, Allah give me, give us all, that we have it all the time with us. Those who get a pass mark. Like if the pass mark is 50 out of 100, at least we get 50. 51, and we can increase it to 70, 80, get distinction, 90, 100, what to say then? But at least to have that concern, am I passing or not? So, and that concern must be also continuous. When our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali on one occasion came to our country, he heard that our Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib, Allah had used Hazrat for producing plenty Hafizas. And at a time when there were no real Hifz classes, forget Hafizas, there were very few, and they were very sought after. It was a time when in the major masjids in Johannesburg, there were only two or three, and they also had to get Hafizas from Cape Town to come and make Taraweeh. There weren't Hafizas here also. And many other places also was just Alam Tara, and that also was haphazard. The reading also was so poor, and so few musallis also. But anyway, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allah reward him, he started his Hifz class, and then there were so many Hafizas that the Hafizas now couldn't find place in the masjid. And today is the time we know that in the masjid to get a place is not easy. You'll have to be an exceptional good reader. Otherwise, you read somewhere in a house, in a garage, in a classroom somewhere. So when our Shaykh heard, he went and meet Hafiz Sahib, that Allah had taken such a great work. And he asked Hafiz Sahib, that how many Hafizas have you made? So spontaneously, and this is another thing, not after thinking. Immediately, Hazrat said that I'll only know in the Qabr. How many are accepted by Allah? That is what is accepted. And those are the Hafizas that I made. If none are accepted, then I made nobody a Hafiz. How many are accepted by Allah? Those are the ones that I made. So our Shaykh said, if I had at that time, many years ago, 100,000 ran in my pocket, I should have given it to Hafiz Sahib for that beautiful answer that he had given, that reality of reality. We made our Asr. How many of us are concerned whether it's accepted? How life's namazes we made? How many namazes? One per Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali wrote to Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, his Shaykh also, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that I fear that I haven't got two rakats of namaz that are acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali wrote back, he said, I fear I haven't got one sajda that is acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. One Buzurg said that I fear my one Subhanallah won't come out right by Allah Ta'ala. How much have we got that fear? We don't think about it also. So to have that fear, those are qualities also which make even those actions. One big Buzurg, for 30 years he was making Hajj. And every time he says Labbaik, he was hearing La Labbaik, your Labbaik is not accepted. On one occasion, his khadim, who was his attendant, seeing to his needs, he also heard it. So he said, Hazrat, when it's not accepted, then why are you still making all this effort? Hajj expenditure is also big, and the mujahada effort also, whether it was in the old days or even today. For Hajj is not an easy ibadat, it takes its toll on a person. You doing all this and you hearing. He says, I'm hearing this for the past 30 years. He said, then why are you carrying on? Stay with peace, sit down, be with comfort, sleep, stay at home. Why you take? He says, I've got no other door. This is my only hope, and I can only come here by Allah. And if Allah accepts it, I have to just keep on trying. On that, Allah said, your 30 years Hajj was not acceptable, but now I'm accepting all of it. So it also shows the mercy of Allah that it's not acceptable. It doesn't make the great, but Allah accepts that also. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, Allah's mercies are so great. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Allah has bought, and this is also Allah's kindness. What have we got what is ours? Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali was about a 2 or 3 year old toddler, small boy, and he had a pillow which he liked. And usually children, when they say, my pillow, unfortunately today perhaps we were dolls or something, teddy bear or something, and the child, the way it keeps possession of it. So a pillow, Hazrat had, and he said, my pillow, his father gave him one slap, and he said, you're hardly earning, and already from now, mine. The way is it yours? So we think it is mine. What is it? So Allah says He bought from us. It's not ours. It's given by Allah Ta'ala. We give 2.5% zakat, which is Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandewi Rahmatullah is the last limit of stinginess. We are not asked. Actually, zakat is on your wealth which you did not use. You didn't touch it for 1 year. In other words, you don't need it. 1 year, 4 seasons have passed on you. And you didn't need it. Actual zakat is 100%. And some sahaba and ulama have that view also. But a very minority, the whole accepted view is 2.5%. So my Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali said, Allah didn't make it 97.5%. And you keep 2.5. 90, 50, 20, 15, 10, 5, 2.5%. He said, it can't be lower than that. If a person doesn't give his zakat, there is no limit to his stinginess and hoarding his money. So little Allah Ta'ala asked us of. So it is, and that also, Allah says, مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ What we have given to you. It's not what you have earned. Looks like we fool ourselves, we earned it. But it's what Allah gave us. And He kept it safe by us for 1 year. And we didn't touch it, we didn't need it for 1 year. So that is, it is all given by Allah. And from there, Allah is asking us for that little. So this also, Allah says, He's bought from the believers, their wealth also, and their lives also. In Allah ashtara min al-mu'mineen, that Allah bought it, it belongs to Allah. You don't buy your own things. What is your own, you don't buy it, it's yours. But Allah Ta'ala to make us happy, how He considered us also, that He has bought from us, that your wealth, Allah said your wealth, and your body. Body also Allah gave us. Who made His own body? Which parents made the bodies of their children? Who can make, not a gynecologist can make any children, not a cardiologist can make a heart, not a neurologist can make a brain. Nobody can make. It's Allah alone who does all that. And Allah said, I bought it from you. And that also, all contaminated. Your nafs, we all know how, what gunas and what filth and dirt. And even now, as we are sitting here, we are all parked, we got wuzu also. But they just one pin prick and blood comes out. It's najis, it's napak. Anyone check your bladder? There is urine at this moment. A very small amount, you haven't got the urge to go, it hasn't reached the level, but there is urine there. There is stool in the body. All filth and dirt in the body. A person just has to spew. And then nobody, even your dear ones also feel a bit, that the spew, what is it? All that, what is, and Allah bought that. And Allah brought our wealth also contaminated. So much it is contaminated. And Allah said, Allah gave in return, بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah gave them Jannah which is pure, clean, absolutely. Allah brought the filthiest things. And in return gave the most pure and the most clean and the most superior. What is our nafs? What is our wealth? And Allah bi'anna lahumul jannah. So Allah Ta'ala is so kind. So anyway, so what we have got nothing. Everything is Allah Ta'ala's. And Allah Ta'ala is asking us for so little in return. And that also, if somebody keeps amanat by you, 1,000,000 rand, and after 6 months he says, I would like to have my amanat back, you can't say, I'll only give you 2.5%. You have to give the full amount, and alhamdulillah, there are still plenty of people who will give the full amount without any reservation. It's your amanat? Yes, just take it. So Allah, this is all Allah's amanat, and Allah is asking us 2.5%. Allah is asking us so little. Actually, we should be giving the full amount. So just all that one. Ji, Allah Ta'ala's great favors. So Allah Ta'ala is asking us for very little. And in return, Allah will give us the great. Also Allah says, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And with stress, and how much of stress Allah says, we will give them what they did, not what that value. بِأَحْسَنِ. And Allah's ahsan, only Allah knows what is the ahsan of Allah. We can let our minds go wild, but we can never fathom what Allah says is ahsan. That how much better Allah is going to give, only Allah knows how much better Allah is going to give. Our amal are all also contaminated. Our actions, but Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا. Those who just get the pass mark also, Allah will create love for those people. Nobility also, love also, and respect also for such people. When a person, and this is the ideal month for us to endeavor in this way, that we work in this way, that to this iman also we correct, and alhamdulillah only Allah's fadal, the all five branches of our deen is being read. But also we should consider, especially after fajr, sleep overtakes us. How many of us are listening and how many of us are sleeping? The zikr majlis that takes place. Zikr majlis is not a sleeping session. That we just came here to sleep. How many of us are making the zikr? And how many of us really have got that concentration? All the other programs also, the 10 o'clock programs in mid-morning, how many of us are there? How many of us take the interest in those programs? All the other programs also, that how much of interest do we take? So we should have that, who are we? We who, so to say, have got concern of our deen. That's why we came to the Khanqah. Which clothes are put in the washing machine? Dirty clothes. You don't take clean, iron clothes from the cupboard and you can put them in the washing machine. So those who feel that we need our islah, and if we have come here and then we still not giving ourselves for islah, we still not applying ourselves, so we have to apply ourselves. And just reasonably also we will do, Allah won't deprive us. He will give us great return. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then in return, Allah Ta'ala, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, explaining this, that when we pass in that iman in amal salihah, Allah loves that person now. Then Allah Ta'ala declares to Jibreel alayhi salam, I love so and so, you also love him. And it's only love also, nobility also, respect and honor also Allah has for that person. Allah, the supreme being, the absolute. And then he tells Jibreel, and you also love him. Jibreel loves that person. Then he announces in the Malaika, and they all love that person. And then that love is put in all the creation of Allah. And at this point, Mufassirin explained that all creation of Allah have got some life in them. whether it is this desk here, whether it's a stick, whether it's your pen you write with, everything, but it's so minimal that we call it dead, that it, that there is no life in it. But وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Everything sings the praises of Allah. According to the level which Allah has put, they, everyone is engaged. So then everyone finally comes to love that person. And the respect of that person, the nobility of that person is put into the heart. And then we perhaps have experienced it also, that we are in a foreign land, nobody knows us, non-Muslims, but they also show kindness to us. There's one person, a muazzin in Ladysmith. He, the crooks, it's a little long story, just cutting it short. They got hold of him, and what terrible things they did. Anyway, they threw him in the water to drown him finally. And then he managed to just get onto a small little rock, which was like a round like a ball. And just then, he managed to get his eyes, head out of the water. And then a dog came. And the dog and he, eye contact they made. And then the dog ran away. And then very soon, it called people. It called people to come and protect him, to take him out of his dilemma and what he was in. So this is that even animals, Allah, that even just that eye contact, and the dog went and went its way, it called its people to come and help him out. So everything, so when this nobility is in a person, even animals will show you their love and respect. They will also come to your aid. People, non-Muslims will come to your aid. And so many instances of that also. How even non-Muslims, what our work, we have to do our work. We have to make sure our iman and amal is salih are correct. And then Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes that when it is made widespread and people love that person, then that person's life becomes a life of pleasure, respect, honor in this world. And this, the greatest way to acquire it is iman and amal saliha. Iman is hidden, we don't see it. Then the greatest in that is the amal of namaz, salat. And all the farais, the farad roza, farad hajj that a person makes, for zakat that a person gives, he can give all his charity, plenty charity. It can't equal the farad zakat. The farz is the greatest by which a person gains closeness to Allah. But Allah, system Allah has made it. We all made our asr namaz, and we might have enjoyed it, and we can't say to the imam that make it 5 rakats today, or 6 rakats. Allah kept it a limit. All the faraid are all limits. Sometimes fajr, particularly maghrib, a person enjoys the qirat of the imam. And he enjoys the namaz also. But he can't tell the imam, make 4 rakats maghrib today. Or the 3rd rakat also make qirat loudly. It is just limited. Wajib is also limited. You can't increase on your wajib also. The quality, of course, we have to increase and make it all the time. But quantity, we can't. Sunnat-e-mu'akkada also, we can't. But Allah gave us nafil, which we call nafil. This nafil Allah gave us, no limit. There are certain specified nafils, like the namaz, ishraq, chast, awwabin, tahajjud, etc. Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajjah, they are specified, but they are not limited. In that you can endeavor. And that we call those namazes optional. And unfortunately, by and large, and the more a person acquires knowledge of deen, the more he takes the meaning, they are of optional to mean, if you want to, you read it, if you don't want to, you don't read it. Whereas this mustahabbat is from muhabbat, love. These are ways to acquire more and more the love of Allah Ta'ala. It isn't, and we can easily understand it. We have a tea, 4 o'clock tea. The tea is also nafil. It's not that you have to have that 4 o'clock tea. And then that nafil is filled with nafils also. Everything, the pastries and the ice creams and the fruit and everything. But there we want everything. And even if we are preparing, hosting it, we'll go out of our way to arrange this also and arrange that also and so much. And some places, You're having that, so much is arranged after Asr. And in half an hour's time, Maghrib, and after Maghrib is supper. Now how can you eat so much? But all these arrangements are made. And for that, nobody takes objection. Nobody will sit at the table, and neither will the host or the guest say, if you want to eat, you eat, and if you don't want to, you don't eat. But it's surprising how much we eat there. And when it comes to deen, then it's optional. If you want to, you do it. If you don't want to, you don't. This should be, actually it means, nafal is that by which you can gain more the love of Allah. Mustahab, that you become, you get more the love of Allah. That is the correct meaning. And this attitude of ours, when we are traveling, and upper says with regard to the ladies also, traveling, they just make their farad. And when you are musafir, 2 rakats farad, qasar namaz, and after that, no nafal namaz is read. No sunnahs are read also. Though we are staying in that place, if we are busy traveling, we have to carry on, it's a different thing. And particularly if you have to take a flight or something, it's a different thing. But this you are just comfortably. And if we've got some other important work, it's a different thing. But then the phones come out, the gossip starts, all that. And this namaz which we had to read, we don't read that. Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was very particular that if you do, there isn't a pressing need, then make your sunnahs full even in Safar. Read them full. If you have the opportunity, we should do that. So by these nafil acts, a person can reach great closeness by Allah Ta'ala, which comes in the hadith that the greatest you can gain closeness to Allah is with the farad. And that means the quality we should be concerned, that the quality of our farad is correct. And then after that, and now with his nafal, he makes his nafal ibadat that he becomes the eyes by which Allah sees, the tongue by which Allah speaks, the hand by which Allah holds. Yeah, some ignorant Jahil Sufis gave the complete wrong meaning of kufr of this year, that Allah comes into you. Like the Christians believe that Allah made hulul, Allah went into Isa alayhi salam, which is a total wrong belief. Allah is far above that. But, and they believe, this wrong belief they've got. The correct thing is that now you look with the eyes of Allah. You'll only see what Allah has permitted. Only halal you look at. You don't look at haram. And a person can see for himself. And many of us, we ask the remedy. My eyes are not under control. My thoughts are not under control. My tongue is not under control. Do all this. And now Allah, your thoughts will be the thoughts which Allah wants. The correct thoughts. You won't think of haram now. You won't speak a word that is not appropriate. Forget not correct, that is not appropriate. Allah has become the tongue by which you speak. Your hands, you won't use your hands wrongly. You'll only use them for everything. And the other correct meaning is that Allah will put barakat in all these things. Now your eyes, what your eyes fall on, so to say, it becomes gold now. That what you speak, like for example, how many of our buzurgs, and we also experience it, that our buzurgs talks were simple, straightforward, not all sophisticated and all flowery talks, but so much of effect on in their talks. Allah puts that effect, and we think that we speak and we prepare and we present our talks, etc., but we see it has no effect on anyone. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali himself said that before he made connection with his Shaykh Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, he was in Kanpur at that time, he said, I should give bayan and my body should also move. What all like a orator, a speaker and all body movements also. He says, so to say, the mimbar also should shake. The masjid should shake, but nobody's heart shook at all. No effect on anyone. When I made contact with my Shaykh, then I sat and calmly I spoke. And I delivered the message, but people's hearts were, they shook the hearts of the people. So that is what is required. So Allah Ta'ala give us that connection with Allah Ta'ala. And then your speech also has got the effect. What your eyes, in fact it is said, people will say, they will see you and they will say, wherever you put your hand in, that thing becomes gold. Whichever venture you have part in, that thing just turns gold. The thing was dead. There was no life in that thing. But there are those people that they just have an attachment to that, and that becomes it becomes gold. It takes off and it has got great, great effect. So this is when we will strive, and that is through our nafal. Then when you endeavor with your nafal, so this is required from us. Not, and also unfortunately, when the bayans are given that we must increase our ibadat in Ramadan, but our actions, we decrease it. We don't realize it. Well, how many of us we decrease? Which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written extensively, that how many of us, our zuhr goes away in sleeping, our asr in preparing for iftari, the woman at home also, and not in our country perhaps, but now here too, but in other India, Pakistan, people are going to shops, buying this, buying that for iftari, so busy with that the asr is must. Forget the asr, four sunnahs, the faraz also is must. And after that, like I explained about Malaysia, one friend of us told that 4 years ago they were in Palestine, and one masjid, iftari time, so they put the dasturkhan, the whole masjid. They say the musallis will come, where are they going to make namaz? They say no musallis come. If this is our condition, and not Baitul Maqdis, one of the other masjid, but this is our condition, that our faraz, maghrib, and that we are not there in the masjid for namaz. In fact, in the 1950s, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri was doing his 1 year in the Arab countries, and they came to Baitul Muqaddas at night, but late. Namaz was finished, everything. They made the Isha, they slept away, they got up for Fajr, and they got ready. Muazzin came, he gave Azan, and after that they waiting, no Imam, they looking around, nobody else, only the Jamaat Satis. The sun is going to rise just now, so they have to make their own namaz. Zohar time, the Muazzin came, they asked him, what happened? That nobody for Fajr, no Imam, you also went away. He said, I'm only paid to give Adhan, I'm not paid to make namaz. And the Imam also did not come. And this is not something to laugh, but something to cry, tears of blood. The Imam also, then Maulana said, if this is the condition, then this masjid cannot stay in the hands of the Muslims. Now that it is in the hands of the Jews, we lamenting and crying, and we swearing the Jews and they oppressive people and they took our things. It's our own actions. Well, what we are, a'malukum, ummalukum. Your actions are your rulers. What our actions are. So we have to come right. So in all our things, we have to see that we come right. So our nafals also Allah gave us in the month of Ramadan to come closer to Allah. And Allah make it that we bring this into our lives, realize the value of these things, and that you can become everyone Allah accepted. You don't have to be an alim, a hafiz. You don't have to be the son of an alim. You don't have to be from a particular family or anything. Anyone. Man amila saliham. Min zakarin or unta. Whoever it is, male or female, whoever. We just know that Allah has got no family ties with anyone. Any one of us. Whoever it is, we do that iman in amal saliha, and we endeavor further with our nawafil. Allah becomes ours. Our tongue we speak will be the tongue of Allah. Eyes we see with will be the eyes of Allah. Allah will guide us. Allah will put barakat in all these things. So this is the opportunity we have got. Let us not become slack. Let us not be left behind. Let us not be deficient. Let us try our best. And everyone, let us not compare ourselves with other people. I have to make my akhirat. I have to please my Allah. And I want this quality for me. It's for up to me. Whether the person is speaking, whether he doesn't practice, that mustn't bother me. Others are not practicing, that mustn't bother. I must worry of myself. That I must move forward. And how much I can do, so much a person. Man jadda wajada. A person who will make effort, he will find. who burns the midnight oil, he reaches great heights. So Allah give us tawfiq that we make our efforts and we can gain his qualities by the fadl and karam of Allah alone, and he accepts also by his fadl and karam. Wa akhiru da'wana.